Well, we're going to stay in the Middle East, although we're not in the Middle East. The truth be known, our broadcast partner, Ken Timmerman, is in the Northwest. Northeast. I understand that, Ken, you actually went through the blizzard going up the New York Thruway to get to Vermont for a little bit of skiing this week.
That's right. We're up here with our family, Jimmy. We had after Christmas and went through about 18 inches of falling snow, driving winds to get up here. But yes, we're skiing, and it's just wonderful.
I'm glad you got there safe and sound. We returned from our ski trip with our family in North Carolina, and we had a marvelous time as well. Well, let's quit talking about family adventures together, and let's get to the subject. I want to tell you, I got the book, St. Peter's Bones, that Ken Timmerman has just written. It's going to be released when? The first week of next month?
About the 17th of January is the official launch, but it's actually available already at Amazon.com.
That is terrific. And I want to tell you, I cheated. And let me say from the outset, this is not going to be a review of the book. We're going to save that for another time when I can pick your brain a lot more than I'm going to take time to do right now. But I cheated. I went to about a page 165, and I read the rest of the book. And I just got to tell everybody, this is an unbelievable read. It's exciting, it's adventurous, it's revealing something very interesting. In fact, it is a novel, but am I right, Ken, you based it basically upon your research among the Christian community in Iraq and how they're under persecution?
That's absolutely right. I wanted to write a book that would bring home to American readers in particular what Christians are undergoing in Iraq, the persecution that is taking place on a daily basis, people who are being driven out of their homes by the Muslim jihadi, by the terrorists, people who get their homes burned, churches get bombed. And we see this in the newspaper, and it seems very, very distant and far away to us. And I wanted to bring this home so people could feel it in their gut, what it is like to be a Christian in Iraq today.
Now tell us, how is it for a Christian? It's not good right now.
No, and more than half of the population, the pre-war, pre-2003 population, have fled their homes. Half of them have actually gone abroad. They've gone to Jordan, to Syria. They're living in squalor, in basements in Amman, Jordan, where I visited them with aid organizations many, many different times. You have people who have fled to the Nineveh Plain in northern Iraq, hoping to find some kind of security among the Kurds. But even there, it's very difficult for them because the Kurds are trying to dominate them politically. So they're really caught, I hate to use the metaphor, but they're caught between a rock and a hard place, mm-hmm. and most of them are just seeking to leave.
And the book, St. Peter's Bones, is dealing with these issues, and it is on location in all that we've been talking with Ken about, so it's a must-read. Go to our website, you can find out to get a copy of it, etc. But go to Amazon.com, it's available there. And Ken, your website is?
KenTimmerman.com, TimmerMan.com.
And they could purchase the book there as well?
Yes, absolutely. There's a link to Amazon. There's some information on the book. And in about a week, there's going to be a revamped website with a chapter of the book available online that you can read ahead of time.
Now, Ken, on this broadcast today, we're taking a look at 2010, a year in review. This is not a recent activity that is taking place. You talked about 2003. From that point forward, the persecution of the Christian community in Iraq, but it's not only in Iraq. Would you say this is a problem across the world with the Muslims trying to destroy the Christian communities?
Well, absolutely, and it's actually not just in the Middle East either. You have persecution of Christians in Malaysia, in Muslim-dominated countries around the world, but it's especially hard, especially brutal in countries such as Iraq, in Lebanon, in Egypt, where the Coptic community is under constant harassment by the Muslim government as well as by Muslim Brotherhood organizations and terrorist groups. They regularly put out hit lists of people who they are authorizing, essentially giving a fatwa, if you wish, a so-called religious authorization to murder. And this is happening throughout the Muslim world as the Muslims believe that they have to carry out the Quranic injunction to either convert the infidels or kill them.
Now, you and others have documented all of this. Why in the world is not our president speaking out against it or other leaders down the line having anything to say about this persecution of Christians?
Well, some leaders in Europe have been speaking out, but you're absolutely correct that President Barack Obama has not done so. In fact, you will remember on October 31st, there was a horrible church bombing in Baghdad. 58 people were killed and 78 others. Every single person in the church was killed or wounded. Barack Obama issued a statement deploring terrorist acts by unnamed terrorist groups against unnamed victims. The people were all murdered in a church. About 3 weeks ago, there was a mosque blown up by terrorists in Iran, and Barack Obama issued a statement saying he condemned the religious violence, the victims of Muslims praying in a mosque. So there is clearly a double standard at the head of our nation here in the United States, which is particularly troubling.
This is a story we're going to continue to cover in 2011. And Ken, just to conclude our conversation today, so you can get to the slopes and do some skiing, what about the fact, is it going to be a continuing problem throughout 2011? Do we see it getting any better, or is it going to get worse?
I fear, Jimmy, that it will just get worse, and there is no outside force to protect the Christians in any of these countries. The only good news that I see coming up is an awareness from the incoming Congress. I've had conversations with members of Congress, and there's a group, we call it the Iraq Steering Group, in Washington, D.C. They will be talking to members of Congress, members of the U.S. Senate, to try to get congressional intervention and pressure on the Iraqi government in particular to protect Iraqi Christians. But then you've got Egypt as well, and we're giving Egypt billions of dollars of aid every year, and yet the Egyptian government does nothing to protect the Coptic Christian community. So the only good news I can see is that Congress will get more involved than they have been in the past. You have people like Representative Frank Wolf of Virginia, who have always been out in front of this, on this, Mark Kirk, the new senator for Illinois, but there are others who are joining them, and that is perhaps the bright light in the future.
And here on Prophecy Today, we're going to stay on top of this story with our broadcast partner, Ken Timmerman. His new book, St. Peter's Bones, is a must read. We're going to spend about 20 or 30 minutes with Ken in the near future on this broadcast about the book and more on what we're talking about right now. But this has been somewhat of a 2010, a year in review, looking into 2011 as it relates to Christian persecution by the Muslim community around the world. Ken, thank you so very much. We look forward to another conversation real soon down the road, and stay safe on those slopes.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. I look forward to it as well.